Listening comprehension. Listen to part of a city tour around Moscow and decide whether the statements 1 to 5 are true, false, or this information is not provided in the text, not stated, according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 15 seconds to read the sentences. Now we're ready to start.
We are now standing at the end of one of the oldest streets in Moscow, Ostroženka Street. Unfortunately, there are not very many old buildings here today, but those that have survived all these centuries are very beautiful. Right in front of us, you can see one of the old wooden houses.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yes?
How did it happen that this house wasn't burnt in the Great Fire of Moscow in 1812, if it is made of wood?
This is a very good question. You are right. In 1812, during the fire, most of the wooden houses in Moscow were burnt. Very few wooden houses were lucky enough to survive that fire. However, this house was built after the war with Napoleon, after that fire.
Ah, I see. Thank you.
You're welcome. But this is not the only fact that is interesting about this house. This is where the mother of one of the most famous Russian writers lived, and it is in this house that one of his stories takes place. It is a very sad story about a very little dog. Can anyone guess the name of the writer?
Is it Ivan Turgenev?
Yes, it is. Well done. And the story is called Moo Moo. All Russian children read this story at school, but not very many of them know that you can come and look at this house, and even come inside. It is a museum now. Ivan Turgenev's sister said that the story was based on real facts, and you can actually guess where Moo Moo died. The Moskva River is very close here, and Turgenev describes in great detail where Gerasim, the owner of the dog, went to drown her.
Drown her? That sounds horrible. Why did he do it?
And for that, you will have to read Ivan Turgenev's short story. It is well worth reading.
Now you have 20 seconds to fulfill the task. Now listen again.
We are now standing at the end of one of the oldest streets in Moscow, Ostroženka Street. Unfortunately, there are not very many old buildings here today, but those that have survived all these centuries are very beautiful. Right in front of us, you can see one of the old wooden houses.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yes?
How did it happen that this house wasn't burnt in the Great Fire of Moscow in 1812, if it is made of wood?
This is a very good question. You are right. In 1812, during the fire, most of the wooden houses in Moscow were burnt. Very few wooden houses were lucky enough to survive that fire. However, this house was built after the war with Napoleon, after that fire.
Ah, I see. Thank you.
You're welcome. But this is not the only fact that is interesting about this house. This is where the mother of one of the most famous Russian writers lived. And it is in this house that one of his stories takes place. It is a very sad story about a very little dog. Can anyone guess the name of the writer?
Is it Ivan Turgenev?
Yes, it is. Well done. And the story is called Moo Moo. All Russian children read this story at school, but not very many of them know that you can come and look at this house, and even come inside. It is a museum now. Ivan Turgenev's sister said that the story was based on real facts, and you can actually guess where Moo Moo died. The Moskva River is very close here, and Turgenev describes in great detail where Gerasim, the owner of the dog, went to drown her.
Drown her? That sounds horrible. Why did he do it?
And for that, you will have to read Ivan Turgenev's short story. It is well worth reading.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part.